विद्वरम् सद्गुरुम् ब्रह्म विद्वरम् ॐ भद्रं कर्णेभिः शृणुयाम देवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभिर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैः सुष्ठुवागंसस्तनूभिः व्यशेम देवहितं यदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। हरि ओम्। लास्ट वीक वी हैड 2 वीक्स अगो वी हैड डन इंट्रोडक्शन टू मुंडक उपनिषद। देर आर अ फ्यू अदर पॉइंट्स आई विल जस्ट लाइक टू ब्रीफली ऐड बिफोर वी स्टार्ट द एक्चुअल मंत्र। सो देर ऑलवेज इज अ डिस्प्यूट अबाउट कर्म एंड ज्ञान, विच वन इज सुपीरियर। Especially in the olden days, people believed a lot in rituals which would take them to heaven. And so they felt that that was superior. But the thing is, as we discussed last week, anything that is obtained with a karma is perishing, is temporary, ultimately will lead to sorrow. So no karma in this world will ever lead you to eternal joy or permanent joy. Temporarily, we may have some joy, but ultimately, so what is the solution? Jnanam. Jnanam alone. And jnanam is the proper knowledge obtained through approaching a teacher. And we will talk more about that, how to approach a teacher. So, jnanam is the highest. That's why Bhagwan says in the Bhagavad Gita, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. There is no greater purifier than knowledge. And then what is Brahma Vidya? Brahma Vidya is the highest knowledge of Brahman, which the entire Upanishad will cover. And we had already talked about why the name Mundak. Mundak means the head. So it is the highest knowledge of the Vedas, because the first two, the Karma Kanda and the Upasana Kanda, lead us to the Upanishad, which is the highest knowledge. That's why the head. Mundak also means shaved head. So person who desires this knowledge should have vairagya. And the greatest attachment people have is to their hair. So if you can give up your hair, then you are ready for this knowledge. Men alone, women have enough vairagya. They have no problem, in my opinion. But anyway, the problem is that we want to keep worldly desires, and we want to obtain that desireless Brahman. You want to obtain that Brahman which is desireless, but still hold on to your worldly desire. So you have to detach from desire-prompted activity, do more activity without I, me, and my, and then your mind, which is purified, can be ready for the highest knowledge. So they say, you say karma we should not do, but even a realized master does karma, right? He gets up in the morning, he brushes his teeth, he takes a shower, has breakfast, you know, teaches. So all those are karmas. So how can you say that karma is inferior? So Bhagwan in the 5th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita says it very beautifully, Naiva kinchit karomiti manyate tattvavit pashyam shrunvan sprishan jigran ashnan gachan swapan shvasan. So a realized master, tattvavit, what he knows that I don't do anything. Why? Because he is centered in that highest knowledge. And he says, Indriyani indriyarteshu vartanta iti dharayan. So even when he's walking, talking, eating, sleeping, waking up, all the time he understands that my sense organs are interacting with the sense objects. I don't do anything because I am that Brahman, that consciousness. So that knowledge, when a person has, then we say he is a non-doer, a karta. As long as you have this ego, I, me, and my, the doership will remain. So the goal of spirituality is to slowly reduce our doership, the karta bhav and bhokta bhav, and remain abiding in that highest truth through the right knowledge. But does that mean I have to all day say, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Brahman? You know, all the time, do I have to say that? So they say, no, it's not like that. Say if I ask you the phone number of your friend, and you say it is 661-235-6790. You have already memorized it. You know, you have memorized. So do you have to all the time, every half hour, say 661-235? No. Once you have memorized it, then anytime somebody asks you, that phone number is available. The same way for a realized master, once he has understood this truth, he does not need to keep repeating to himself. That remains in the background as knowledge, not as information, but as knowledge, as wisdom. And then anytime he needs, that knowledge is readily available. So here we will end with the introduction and start the first mantra. Lata, do you have this book? So first mantra is on page 9 in my book. I don't know where it is in your book. Everybody, please open to the mantra. I'll just call on somebody. So today is mantra number one, and today, and then we'll go from there. Are you ready? Om Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhuva.
Om Brahma Devanam Prathama Sambhuva.
Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Gopta.
विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता
स ब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठाम्।
स ब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठाम्
अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह।
अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह
यू कैन प्लीज म्यूट, वी विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। ओम ब्रह्मा देवानां प्रथम स्तम्भभुव विश्वस्य कर्ता भुवनस्य गोप्ता स ब्रह्म विद्यां सर्वविद्या प्रतिष्ठाम् अथर्वाय ज्येष्ठपुत्राय प्राह। सो इन दिस उपनिषद वी हैव अ वेरी क्लियर description of Guru Shishya Parampara. And in this Upanishad, the teacher of the Upanishad is mentioned to us. A lot of Upanishads, they don't have the teacher or the student. They directly start with the knowledge and they assume that there has to be a student and a teacher. Otherwise, these great rishis have no reason to just, you know, they are abiding in their bliss of their highest knowledge. And in that, they feel no need to catch people and say, oh, come here, I will teach you. You know, they are so blissful. But if a sincere student comes, then they reveal this knowledge. So where did this knowledge begin? So they tell us, Om Brahma. Brahma means, Brahma can be two meanings in Upanishad. It can be the Brahman, the absolute truth. But here it is Brahma Ji, the
Creator.
creator. Devanam Prathama Sambhuva. Of the Devas, of all the Devas, he was Prathama.
First one.
He was the first, he was the highest. Sambhuva means he is self-born.
Born.
There was no creator for Brahma Ji. Brahma Ji was manifested, of course, from that infinite reality, but he manifested himself. So there was no father, mother. For most of us, you know, there has to be a father and a mother. But here there was no other creator for Brahma Ji. And who is Brahma Ji? Vishvasya Karta. He is the creator of Vishwa, of all this universe.
Universe.
And Bhuvanasya Gopta. Gopta. Bhuvan means again, once the world is created, that is called Bhuvanam. So Bhuvanasya Gopta, he is the protector of this entire created universe. So he creates the universe, he protects it. And what did he do? So when once he had this knowledge, which it was revealed to him, he had this highest knowledge himself. He did not need a teacher. So Sa Brahma Vidyam, so this Brahma Ji, Sa Brahma Vidyam, this Brahma Vidya, what is that? So Brahma Vidya is described as Sarva Vidya Pratishtham. It is the abode, the substratum, the support of all other vidyas, all other knowledges. And what did he do? Atharvaya Jeshtha Putraya Praha. He gave this knowledge to Atharva, who was his oldest son. So they say, well, where did this son come from? We never heard of Brahmaji having a son called Atharva. We know he had Narad Ji and he had Sanat Kumaras. So where is this new son coming? So we say Brahmaji, there is not only one Brahmaji. In every kalpa, there is a new Brahmaji. And there are so many kalpas, so many cosmoses going on simultaneously. So there are many Brahmajis. So this is one particular Brahmaji who gave revealed this knowledge of Mundak Upanishad to his oldest son, Atharva. Now, few points about this knowledge. So, who is Brahmaji? So they say Brahmaji is Chaturmukha. He has four heads, looking in all four directions. While the Bhagwan, the Ishwara, the Supreme Reality, is said to have bhaga, six glories. Dharma means the highest knowledge of the reality. Jnanam means the supreme knowledge. Dharma means the practice of that knowledge. Then Bhagwan has Vairagya. He does not get attached to his creation. Bhagwan has Aishwarya, all the glory. Then he has Yasha, because Bhagwan is known all over the world. And he has Shri, he has wealth. As we see, Vishnu Bhagwan is married to Lakshmi Devi. So Bhagwan has all six, but Brahmaji has only four. And because he's created out of that. So what are the four he has? He has Dharma, he has practice of the highest knowledge, he has Jnanam, he has Vairagya. Again, he's not attached to his creation, and he has Aishwarya. He has lordship over this entire universe. But Yasha, doesn't he have Yasha? Well, they say he does, but not as much. Because if you think about it, there is only one temple of Brahmaji in the entire India, in Pushkar, in Rajasthan, and a couple of temples in Thailand. So he does not have that much Yasha. In my opinion, that's my personal opinion, is not in any Upanishad. Brahmaji already created us, right? Human. So we don't need to worship Brahmaji. We are already here. So why make a temple for Brahmaji? We'll make a temple for Vishnu Bhagwan, because he's supposed to, be the sustainer, and Lord Shiva to protect us from death. So that's why there is only one temple of Brahmaji. But take it for what it is worth. They say there is only one temple. And he does not have Shri, he does not have wealth. So he is the four. And it is said that he is the creator of his self-created. We already talked about Brahma Ji is Brahma means big. He's also big, he's all-pervading. And he is said to be the same as Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is the total mind. So Brahma Ji is the creator of the universe, and he is said to be the lord of the intellect, because Hiranyagarbha is the total mind. And lot of beautiful adjectives are given for Brahma Ji here. He's the first among the devas, he's self-created, he is the creator of the world, he is the supporter of the world, and he is the knower of this Brahma Vidya. And why is Brahma Ji being praised? Because in this way, Brahma Vidya is praised. So, for example, now somebody has a great inventor, comes up with a great scientist, has comes up with wonderful theories and great inventions. We say, which university did he graduate from? So they say, oh, he graduated from Stanford or Harvard, then that university gets glorified because that great scientist came from that university. So same way, Brahma Vidya gets glorified because it was revealed by Brahmaji, who is the highest. And there are in various places we find that Bhagwan is the teacher of this Upanishad. In the fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagwan starts with Imam Vivasvate Yogam Proktavan Aham Avyayam Vivasvan Manave Praha Manurikshva Kave Bravid. So Bhagwan Sri Krishna says, I revealed this knowledge to Sun God gave it to Manu, Manu gave it to Ikshvaku, the king who was a Raja Rishi, a king who was a Rishi. And again, we just heard in Kaivalya Upanishad, Ashwalayana, when he approaches Brahmaji, he says, Adihi Bhagwan, Brahma Vidya Varishtham, Yada Sadbihi, Dev Sevyamana Nigudam, Yayachirat Sarva Papam Vyapohya, Parat Param Purusham Ati Vidwan. He says, O Bhagwan, O Brahmaji, please teach me this highest knowledge, Brahma Vidya Varishtham, which is the highest knowledge, Sada Sad Bihi Sevyamana Nigudam. Always the sattvic people, the good people are the one who get this knowledge, which is very deep, very hidden. Only a teacher can reveal it, and knowing which, one person goes beyond all sins and reaches the supreme abode. So that is the glory of this knowledge. And again, in Chandogya Upanishad, it is said, Ashrutam, Shrutam, Amatam, Matam, Avignatam, Vignatam. What it means is that that which is unheard becomes heard. That which is unthought of becomes thought of. That which is unknown becomes known. So what this Brahma Vidya does, it makes all knowledges manifest. So we'll talk about that. But what it means is, does this person, again, we'll talk about that later on, how does it make knowledges manifest? Because to get any knowledge, you have to be alive. So the self has to be there, the consciousness. So having, and once you have understood this, then your whole vision changes. Once you have studied Vedanta, it changes your vision. So you have studied Vedanta, now you are watching a movie, then you understand that this is a character, this is a movie, this is a play. Just as this whole world is a play in the mind of Bhagwan, so this movie is a play in the mind of the writer of the movie, the director. So your vision, when you're watching a game, again, you are watching as a sakshi. You don't get involved. And there's example of the great scientist Oppenheimer. He was a great, brilliant scientist who was the father, one of the great leaders of physics. When he saw the atom bomb explosion, you know, he says, oh, this is like the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, Divi Surya Sahasrasya Bhave Dyuga Upadita. Just as Arjuna, when he sees this, the glory of Bhagwan, he says it's like a thousand suns are rising at the same time. So Oppenheimer, having studied the Bhagavad Gita, he could connect that with every event. So that is how this vision of this person changes once he has this knowledge. And again, this is not knowledge of something. Like if I have a knowledge of physics, then I know about matter and energy and so on. If I have a knowledge of biology, I know about, you know, humans and all those things, plants, animals, zoology, botany. But here it is knowledge itself, knowledge, that's it, it ends. Not knowledge of myself. You cannot say, I know myself. I am, you know. So this reveals to us the knowledge of who we are. And Atharva, the name is very beautiful. Na Tharvati iti Atharva, one who does not deviate from his teaching. So once he was taught this knowledge, he became firmly established in this knowledge and did not deviate. So that is the message of the first mantra. Sharad, you have the second mantra?
Yes.
अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत् ब्रह्माथर्वाताम्।
अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत ब्रह्माथर्वा।
ताम् पुरोवाचाङ्गिरे ब्रह्मविद्याम्।
तां पुरोवाचानिगिरे ब्रह्मविद्याम्।
स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवाहाय प्राह।
स्वभारद्वाजाय सत्यवाहाय प्राह।
भारद्वाजो अङ्गिरसे परावराम्।
भारद्वाजो अङ्गिरसे परावराम्।
You can mute, we'll all chant together.
अथर्वणेयां
अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत् ब्रह्माथर्वाताम्। पुरोवाचाङ्गिरे ब्रह्मविद्याम्। स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवाहाय प्राह। भारद्वाजो अङ्गिरसे परावराम्। सो नाउ वी सी द गुरु शिष्य परंपरा। सो अथर्वणेयां प्रवदेत्। सो व्हेन दिस नॉलेज प्रवदेत् वाज टॉट बाय ब्रह्मा जी, ब्रह्मा अथर्वणे टू हिज सन अथर्व, ही टॉट दिस नॉलेज। देन अथर्व, व्हाट डिड अथर्व ऋषि डू? ताम ताम, दिस पुरा लॉन्ग टाइम अगो ब्रह्मा जी हैड रिवील्ड दिस नॉलेज, एंशियंट नॉलेज इट इज। सो पुरा मीन्स लॉन्ग बिफोर एंशियंट। व्हाट डिड ही डू? ही वाच, ही स्पोक टू अंगिरे। सो देर वॉज अनदर ऋषि कॉल्ड अंगी, एंड अंगिरे इज द फोर्थ केस, चतुर्थ विभक्ति। सो अंगी बिकेम्स अंगिरे। टू अंगी दिस ब्रह्म विद्या वॉज गिवेन। देन वॉट डिड अंगी डू? स भारद्वाजाय सत्यवाहाय प्राह। भारद्वाजाय हु गेव इट टू द सत्यवाहा, हु वॉज ऑफ द भारद्वाज क्लैन। यू नो लाइक वी से भारद्वाज, लाइक हु इज योर, यू नो लाइक योर
नक्षत्र
गोत्र, योर
गोत्र
गुरु। सो एंशियंट, सो ही सेज ही बिलोंग टू द भारद्वाज क्लैन एंड हिज नेम वॉज सत्यवाहा। दैट वॉज द नेम ऑफ द ऋषि। एंड सत्यवाहा दिस नॉलेज विच वॉज गिवन टू हिम बाय भारद्वाज, ही गेव टू अंगिरस। सो वन वॉज अंगी, वन वॉज अंगिर। सो अंगिरसे मीन्स टू अंगिर। सो द फर्स्ट वन इज अंगी, सेकेंड वन इज अंगिर, अंगी एंड अंगिर। अदरवाइज इट इज वेरी
सत्यवाहा।
कंफ्यूजिंग बिकॉज अंगिर कम्स ट्वाइस। आई वॉज ऑल्सो कंफ्यूज, बट देन द कॉमेंट्री आई एम लिसनिंग टू द स्वामी जी एक्सप्लेन्स दैट दिस नॉलेज वॉज रिवील्ड टू अंगिर। एंड वॉट इज दिस नॉलेज? परा अवरा। परा मीन्स द हायर, अवरा मीन्स द लोअर। सो हियर वॉट इट मीन्स इज दैट दिस नन ऑफ द ऋषिज क्लेम्ड टू बी द ओरिजिनेटर ऑफ दिस नॉलेज, बिकॉज द नॉलेज कम्स फ्रॉम द सुप्रीम रियालिटी। एज वी सेड, इट कुड बी ब्रह्मा जी और भगवान श्री कृष्ण और लॉर्ड शिवा और यू नो वेर एवर दिस नॉलेज केम फ्रॉम। नॉट ओनली दे डिड नॉट क्लेम, बट दे लिव्ड दिस नॉलेज।
सो
सी
इट
दिस
इज
नॉलेज इज
साइंटिस्ट।
ओनली यूजफुल वेन यू लिव इट। इफ यू आर जस्ट गोइंग टू लिसन, ओके, एंड देन पुट अवे द बुक, ओके, उपनिषद खत्म हो गया, नेक्स्ट ट्यूजडे, देन दैट नॉलेज यू आर नॉट लिविंग। सो ए, इट शुड बी रेड अगेन एंड अगेन दिस उपनिषद, एंड वन शुड ब्रिंग इट इन टू वंस प्रैक्टिस, एंड विल सी हाउ टू ब्रिंग दिस इन टू प्रैक्टिस। सो वी गॉट द ऑल द स्टूडेंट एंड द टीचर एंड द गुरु। एंड परा एंड अवरा मीन्स टू मीनिंग्स। अवरा ऑल्सो सम पीपल से अपरा। परा मीन्स हायर, अपरा मीन्स द लोअर। सो वन परा टू अपरा मीन्स फ्रॉम द गुरु टू द शिष्य, बिकॉज द गुरु इज ऑलवेज हायर देन द शिष्य। सो वॉट इट मीन्स इज दैट द शिष्य शुड ऑलवेज बी रिस्पेक्टफुल, एंड विल टॉक अबाउट नेक्स्ट वीक, आई मीन नेक्स्ट मंत्र, हाउ द शिष्य शुड अप्रोच द गुरु, बट शुड बी रिस्पेक्टफुल। नंबर टू, व्हेन द गुरु इज स्पीकिंग, Or in the presence of the guru, if somebody asks a question, the shishya should keep his mouth shut, even if he knows that. Surrender to the guru, let the guru answer the knowledge. Not only that, but if he's in the same ashram as the guru and somebody comes wanting, you know, to be initiated, he should not do that. The shishya should not do that. It is the guru's job. But yeah, once the shishya has moved away and gone and maybe established his own ashram somewhere else, then he becomes a teacher also. He doesn't have to wait till the guru passes away, but his knowledge will spread when the shishya goes to another place, starts his ashram again with gratitude to the guru. And so para and apara, one it means is from the guru to the shishya. Para and apara also means the higher knowledge and the lower knowledge. What is higher knowledge? Higher knowledge is knowledge of the absolute. Absolute reality, Brahman, what we call as Om, that is the absolute knowledge. And relative knowledge is everything beyond Om in that BMI chart. Vasanas, BMI, PFT, OET, anything of this world we know, it is all lower knowledge. And we'll talk more about that in the next one. And one is paramarthik, and second is vyavaharik. Paramarthik means the highest. Vyavaharik means to deal with the world in worldly relationships. This knowledge is called vyavaharik. So anything that we will deal with the world is called worldly knowledge or secular knowledge. And the higher one, which is takes us beyond this world, beyond anything that you can think with your mind and intellect in this world, is vyavaharik. When you go transcend the mind and intellect, then you experience that higher state of consciousness, which is said to be the paramarthic knowledge. So they will do the third one. Now, what did the student say? And who was the student? So now, whom did Angirasa? Angirasa was the, we have last come to that. Angirasa was the teach who had studied. Now, what did he do? Hansaben, you have the book? Shaunako Hawai Mahashalo Angirasam.
Shaunako Hawai Mahashalo Angirasam.
Vidhivad Upasannaf Papracha.
Vidhivasad Upasannaf Papracha.
Kasminnu Bhagavo Vignate.
Kasminnu Bhagavo Vignate.
Sarvamidam vignatam bhavatiti.
Sarvamidam vignatam bhavatiti.
You can mute, we'll all chant together. Shaunako havai mahashalo angirasam vidhivad upasannah paprachha kasminnu bhagavo vignate. Sarvamidam vignatam bhavatiti. So now this Angirasa became a guru. He became a teacher, and a student approached him. And this is where the Upanishad starts. What was the student's name? Shaunaka. Shaunaka was the son of Shunaka. His father's name was Shunaka. He was called Shaunaka. Shaunaka, and he was a great rishi. After studying this knowledge, he becomes a great rishi. This knowledge from Guru, Shishya, Parampara, we already saw that. So Shaunaka, Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. So it Guruji says Shaunaka was from where? He was from Hawaii. No. No, he was not from Hawaii. Hawaii. Why means indeed. Her means it was. He was in the past. So indeed, there was this student called Shaunaka. Indeed, he was Mahashala. Now, his description of Shaunaka is given. He was a Mahashala. He was a great householder. And how great? We'll talk about that. And Angirasam, to Angirasa, he approached Vidhivad in a prescribed manner, how we should approach a guru. विधिवत इन द राइट वे उपसन्न ही ड्यूली अप्रोच्ड एंड पप्रच्छ एंड ही आस्क्ड. सो इन द राइट मैनर ही अप्रोचेस द गुरु एंड आस्क्स. विल टॉक अबाउट व्हाट इज द राइट मैनर एंड व्हाट वाज हिज क्वेश्चन. ब्यूटिफुल क्वेश्चन विच इज द बेसिस ऑफ दिस एंटायर उपनिषद. कस्मिन् नु भगवो विज्ञाते. कस्मिन् नु मीन्स व्हाट इज इट, बट
नोइंग
कस्मिन् नु व्हेन इट इज पुट मीन्स इज देयर समथिंग एंड व्हाट इज इट.
व्हाट इज
ओ
दैट थिंग,
भगवान, इज देयर समथिंग एंड व्हाट इज इट. विज्ञाते नोइंग विच. सो इज देयर समथिंग एंड व्हाट इज इट नोइंग विच.
ऑल
सर्वमिदं विज्ञातं भवति. सर्वमिदं ऑल दिस व्हाट एवर आई सी, ऑल दिस नॉलेज, एवरीथिंग, वर्ल्डली नॉलेज, हाइएस्ट नॉलेज, एवरीथिंग विज्ञातं भवति, शुड बी नोन इति. सो इति हियर, रिमेंबर वी वर डूइंग येस्टरडे इन द क्लास, व्हेन इति कम्स दैट मीन्स इट्स इन्वर्टेड कॉमर्स. इन्वर्टेड कॉमर्स हैव बीन रिमूव्ड एंड हिज क्वेश्चन इज कस्मिन् नु
व्हाट इज
भगवो
दैट
विज्ञाते सर्वमिदं
विज्ञातम्.
विज्ञातं भवति. सो व्हाट इज इट एंड इज देयर समथिंग इन दिस वर्ल्ड और इन दिस नॉलेज knowing which everything gets known. So Mahashala is a beautiful description. He was a great householder. So Gurudev says he was not a failure in life. He was not running away. See, a lot of times people think, oh, why is he going to spirituality? He must have had some problem. Maybe his girlfriend left him, or his wife, he doesn't get along with his wife, or whatever, you know, or some sorrow comes. So some people do go to spirituality with sorrow, but a lot of times the students who have gone to this spirituality, they go because they have accomplished everything in the world. And this is what this student had accomplished, Shaunaka. Whatever had to be accomplished, he had accomplished. He was very wealthy. He had a lot of property. He had goshalas. He had anath ashrams. You know, mahashala means all kind of, you know, ashwashala, you know, horses. He had goshala means not two, three cows, 5, 6,000 cows. And he had so much wealth and so much property. And he had enjoyed the life. He was not a failure in life. He was actually accomplished. Even in the later on, there is a very famous mantra in this Upanishad, Pariksha Lokan, you know, Chitan Brahmana. So whatever lokas of this world, this person has already experienced, he has already seen, and he realizes that this is not going to give me the highest knowledge. Like in Atharva, in Kaivalya Upanishad also, we saw that Ashvalayana was already a great rishi. He had composed mantras in the Vedas, had done a lot of, you know, penance, meditation. Already he had done all those things, but he did not have the final experience. So that's why he approaches a teacher. So here also, Mahashala means he is a great householder who has given up everything and come. You cannot say, well, I'll keep my property and part time I'll go take care of my wealth and then part time I'll stay with the guru and study. No, they used to give up everything and come and stay with the guru, you know, for 1 year, 2 years, how many ever years it took. And what is vidhivat? What is the meaning that how should you approach? So Bhagwan again in the Bhagavad Gita says, Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya. So how do you approach a teacher? Pranipatena means do shashtang namaskar, which means complete
Humility.
humility and surrender. That you don't go to the guru with the idea, I already know. Now let me see what more can the guru teach me, or let me see how much the guru knows. Not with that idea. You go with the idea to surrender my ego at the feet of the guru. I am nobody. Shunyo asmi. We even talked about that yesterday in the Gita chanting, that I am shunya, I am nobody, because whatever I have, Bhagwan is the one who has given me everything, my
Everything.
body, my mind, my intellect. My ability to think, walk, talk, everything has been given to me by Bhagwan. So who am I? This whole world, my house, my family, everything has been created by Bhagwan. And to claim ownership of anything is ego. So you understand, I am nothing. Bhagwan is everything. So when Bhagwan is everything, then I am every also that. You know, that way you can say that that I am. But you don't start out with the idea, aham brahmasmi. You know, that should not be the first thought because then can create ego. So you say, I am Shunya, Bhagwan is everything. Whatever I have is given. Even the guru was sent by Bhagwan. Even the scripture, Mundak Upanishad, has been revealed by Brahmaji. So whatever we have is God's gift to us. Gurudev says, whatever you have is God's gift to you. What you do with it is your gift to God. So what do I do with my talents? Do I serve the world? Do I get the highest knowledge? Do I share it? Do I, you know, all those things. So that is called Mahashala, who has accomplished everything. And he surrenders. Now, Kasmin nu bhagavo vijñate sarvamidam vijñatam bhavati iti. So what it means is that this knowledge was there in the past. Now the guru is revealing it to the student, and the student has to continue this knowledge. So for you and me, we shouldn't say, well, you know, Shaunaka already approached Angirasam, prostrated to him, he got the Upanishad. So why do I have to prostrate? I can just read the book. No, again, whatever I got, I have to continue that. That means if the teacher, the student prostrated to the guru, then I have to mentally prostrate to Puja Gurudev, Swami Chinmayananda, who has translated this and who started this whole, brought the Upanishads down from the mountains to the plains and taught it to so many Swamijis, and we are learning from them. Swami Ishwarananda ji, Tejomayananda ji, you know, Aparajitananda ji. So all these Mahatmas were taught by Gurudev himself. So that is called Dehli Deep Nyaya. So Dehli Deep Nyaya, what it means in Sanskrit, there are various nyayas, various theories. One of that is that suppose in a house, you know, it's a small house and you want to light up two rooms and you don't want to light two lamps. You know, in the olden days, fuel was not available easily and, you know, all that. So what they used to do in between the two rooms, you know, there is this, the door, and on the door, there is a threshold. So on the threshold, they will put the lamp, which will light both rooms simultaneously in the middle. So what it means is that what the was done in the past, I am now getting this knowledge. I have to first of all pass it on. So that means I am in the middle, the past and the future I have to connect. Also, I have to also mentally bow down just as the previous student bow down. So that's why it is called Dehli Deep Nyaya. And as we said, that knowing which everything is known. What do we mean by that? That everything is known. Does that mean that now having this Brahma Vidya, now I can fly a plane? Or will I know physics, chemistry, biology? Or, you know, will I know how to play golf or speak Russian or German? Knowing which everything becomes known. You know, people always raise that point. How can you say this knowledge, knowing which everything becomes known? You know, these realized masters cannot do everything. So the meaning of that is that knowing which all other knowledges become revealed to us. First of all knowledges emerge from this self. The Brahman is the origin of all the knowledges. So once you know Brahman, you know everything else to be known. Just as once you know gold, then all gold ornaments you know. You don't need to inspect each gold ornament. Once you have known the ocean, you know all the waves and the bubbles and the whirlpools. everything is that water alone, that ocean alone,
appearing.
so appearing in different names and forms. So same way gold and all the ornaments appear in different names and forms. So once I know the self, then I see this whole world as self, as me. And then I know, see, once you know the origin, you know the Gurudev in his teaching, he says the creator, the created is in the
Mind.
creator. So in the subject, all the objects are in that. So that which is the cause is there in all the effects. Like mud is there in all the parts. Once you know mud, you have known everything. So once you have known the self, you have known everything. And it says for that knowledge, one must have purity and one must contemplate upon this
Clarity.
knowledge. And Angiras must have been very happy because Shaunaka asks a very beautiful, pertinent question, which means this student has already heard this knowledge before. Maybe he heard Chandogya Upanishad, knowing which everything becomes known, and he didn't know what it means. He had not fully. So this student has purity of mind, has contemplated upon it, and has jignyasa. He has a desire to know. See, when you approach a student, you approach with the desire to know and with vairagya, where now nothing else is important. That is the number one. You cannot say as a pastime, theek hai, I have nothing else to do, let me go listen to. No. It should become your main goal in life, should become your main purpose. And that's how this knowledge should be approached, as that alone is what I want. So that's why they have this sadhan chatushtaya, Vivek, Vairagya, Shat Sampatti, and Mumukshutvam. So we find that this particular student has all four. He has already got Vivek. He has Vairagya. He has given up all his wealth. He has sincere desire to know. And we will see that he has also controlled his mind and his intellect. And what we see that in Upanishad, they don't use too many words. Ek line mein, one mantra, everything is covered. Who was the student? Who was the teacher? How did he come? How did he approach? And what did he ask? In one mantra, so much is given. If
Anuban
Anuban Chatushtaya, everything. But
Chatushtaya.
if it was in Srimad Bhagavat, they would have said, well, there was this ashram on the bank of the river, and birds were chirping, and flowers were growing. It was springtime. It was beautiful. So, each text has it.
Beauty.
Describe the beauty of that. They will spend a lot of time, and then how the student came, what he did, what. But here, the Upanishad believe in brevity, in short. Everything should be told in short. And that's why we see in
And
Prashna
teacher,
Upanishad,
teacher.
where there were six students and they approached the teacher. Now they came with six questions, each one, and five were related to the world. The sixth one was the highest. Now teacher didn't answer the question right away. What did he say? Stay for 1 year in the ashram, serve the ashram, stay with
Make
Brahmacharya, tapas,
your mind pure.
and Vairagya. So stay with Brahm, self-control, do tapas, do Vairagya, and then in that atmosphere of that ashram, when their mind becomes purified. And then the teacher in the beginning itself says, you stay for 1 year. After you stay for 1 year, you can ask the question. And if I know the answer, I will give it. So there is no guarantee. He said that ek saal hum raha rahenge and we go tapas and all that and get up at 4 or 5 in the morning and go clean the cow shed and do this and do that. And then at the end of 1 year, he said, I don't know the answer. Mera to time waste ho gaya. But the students knew that this Pipala, the Muni, the Rishi, they approach, he has the highest knowledge, and they had no doubt about that. And so that's why they stayed for 1 year. Ambika, you have this book. We can do the fourth mantra. Tasmai sa hovacha
तस्मै स होवाच
द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये इति
वेदितव्ये इति
अस्मयत् ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति
अस्मयद्ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति
परा चैवापरा च,
परा चैवापरा च
सो तस्मै, वी कैन ऑल चैंट टुगेदर, तस्मै
तस्मै
स
सहोवाच
होवाच द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये
वेदितव्ये इति
इति, हस्मयत् ब्रह्मविदो वदन्ति
वदन्ति
परा
परा
चैवापरा
चैवापरा
च. सो नाउ तस्मै टू दैट स्टूडेंट, सह, सह मीन्स अंगिरस टू शौनक ऋषि, टू शौनक द स्टूडेंट, ही वाच, ही स्पोक. द्वे विद्ये वेदितव्ये, टू काइंड्स ऑफ नॉलेज वेदितव्ये शुड बी नोन, टू काइंड्स ऑफ नॉलेज. इति, इति अगेन मीन्स दिस होल थिंग इज इन इन्वर्टेड कॉमा, बट इति डजेंट नेसेसरली हैव टू बी इन द एंड. एनी
There are
वेयर
two
यू पुट
kinds of
इति एंड द रेस्ट ऑफ इट इज अंडरस्टूड
knowledge.
एज इन कोटेशन मार्क्स. दो विद्ये वेदितव्ये इति, ह मीन्स इंडीड, स्म, स्म मीन्स पास्ट टेंस, यत, यत ब्रह्म विदो वदंती, दैट विच द नोवर्स ऑफ ब्रह्मन स्पीक. नाउ वदंती इज इन द प्रेजेंट टेंस, बट व्हेन यू पुट स्म देन इट गोज इन द पास्ट टेंस. सो दिस नॉलेज वॉज टोल्ड बाय नोवर्स ऑफ ब्रह्मन. एंड वॉट इज द नॉलेज?
नॉलेज
परा च एव अपरा च, परा एंड अपरा, हायर एंड लोअर नॉलेज. सो वी से अरे ही डिडंट इवन आंसर द क्वेश्चन, ही जस्ट सेड ओ टू नॉल बर्ड्स वर गिवन और टू दिस वाज गिवन, यू नो. सो पीपल ऑलवेज वांट स्ट्रेट आंसर राइट अवे, बट व्हाट इज द रीजन टू मेंशन टू? बिकॉज देर इज द हायर एंड द लोअर. इज द व्हाई इज ही मेंशनिंग लोअर? यू नो वी आर ऑलरेडी नो डायरेक्टली ही शुड रिवील द हायर. दैट्स व्हाई आई एम हियर. आई एम नॉट हियर टू लर्न अबाउट द वर्ल्ड एंड कर्मा एंड ऑल. आई हैव ऑलरेडी डन दैट. द रीजन इज टू निगेट व्हाट इट इज नॉट. नेति नेति. सो ब्रह्म विद्या इज नॉट दिस बॉडी, नॉट दिस माइंड, नॉट दिस इंटेलेक्ट, नॉट दिस बिल्डिंग, नॉट दिस हॉर्स, नॉट दिस काउ, नॉट दिस,
No.
not this, not the sun, moon, sky, everything. It is not this. When everything that it is not is negated, then what
What
remains
remains?
is Brahman. And that's how the Upanishad style of teaching. So one is objective knowledge and one is subjective knowledge. So whatever tells me about dharma, adharma, punya, papa, sukha, dukha, all that is apara. All that is application. That is the objective knowledge. Subjective knowledge is knowledge of the self. That alone is para. Everything else that you know. In fact, Shankaracharya ji in his Bhashya says that anything you know of the world is ignorance. If you say, I know physics, he said that is ignorance. If you say, I'm a double PhD from this university, it's ignorance. If I know space, I know this, I know that, I know science, computer, ignorance. Because what this worldly knowledge will not remove your jiva bhava and deha bhava. The idea that I am this body and I am this jiva, the more worldly knowledge you have, the more it will strengthen that. And from childhood, we have been told you are a boy or a girl, and you are supposed to do this and that, and you are a Hindu. And so from childhood, the world tells us. So we grow up understanding I am this body, that's it, and I am this jiva, mind, intellect, BMI, I am. So as long as this jiva bhava and deha bhava is there, the world, this highest knowledge will not be revealed. So all you will do is strengthen your personality. You know we have five layers, right? Pranamaya, Annamaya, and all those layers.
Mano.
So Manomaya, Vijnana. So you'll be strengthening those layers. I have more knowledge. I have more understanding. I have stronger body. I have healthier body. So your avidya avarana will not be removed. My covering of ignorance will not be removed. Only by knowing Brahman all the others will be removed. So that was, he says, remove the opposite. So whatever is an object, whatever I can see, what I can think, what I can hear, smell, taste, touch, hold, walk, talk, anywhere I can go, even I may go into space, may go to Mars, still avidya. Shankaracharya ji says that is all pure ignorance. And here, Brahma Vida has two meanings. Brahma Vida, one is that who know the Vedas. You know, that is the knower of Vedas. They are also called Brahma Vida because the Vedas are called Brahma, are the highest, you know, revealed by Bhagavan himself. But then those who know the higher, that also, they are also called Brahma Vida. So here he is referring to the Brahma Vida, the knowers of Brahman, who not only know the lower world, but they know the highest world. And that knowledge, Bhagavan Sri Krishna in the 15th chapter, he says, Vedayaranekair, Ahameva Vedya, Vedantakrit, Veda Videvachaham. All through the Vedas, who is revealed? Bhagavan says, I am revealed. Ahameva Vedya, and I am the creator of the Vedas, and I am the knower of the Vedas. So Vedas here means the highest, the Upanishad portion. So Bhagavan says that, and Bhagavad Gita, of course, is the summary of the Upanishads. So Bhagavan says that these Upanishads were revealed by me to the rishis, and the Upanishads talk about me. Me means, again, Bhagavan, when he says me, what he means, the Supreme Self. Whenever Bhagavan in the Bhagavad Gita says I, he's not talking about I as the son of Devaki and Vasudeva, but I as the Supreme Consciousness. So the Vedas were revealed by me. The knowledge in the Vedas is talks about me, and I am the knower of the Vedas. What it means is that when we know this knowledge, it is only Bhagwan alone who can reveal the highest truth of this knowledge. We can study it intellectually, we can even apply it in our mind, but still that jivahood will remain, that now I have known Bhagavad Gita, now I also know Mundak, I also know Kathopanishad. That is good, those are feather in the cap, but ultimately you have to go beyond the mind and intellect. And that's why also in our meditation, we say that in your meditation, you quieten your mind, watch your breath, relax your body, and come to that state of quietude and stay in that state of quietude. And then Bhagavan himself reveals that knowledge to you. So here, this now will be explained further in the next mantras. I just wanted to ask a question. Next Tuesday, there is a gathering at Praksha's daughter's house. Most of the people in town, are they going or not going? If you can unmute and just tell. So if majority of you are here, we'll have a class next Tuesday. If majority are not out of town, of course, we'll be logging in, but I just want to see how many from town will be going or not going. So can you reveal just
I'll be going.
I am going.
Good.
So three people are going.
I'll be going as well.
Okay,
I'll be
good.
going.
So quite a few are going. So we should cancel next week then.
Yeah, we can do it.
We can cancel next week and we'll meet in 2 weeks. So we'll continue this. So next week, you can please read on your own this Upanishad, and then we'll meet in 2 weeks. We have some few minutes, 5 minutes, if or anybody has questions, can ask, and we can even stay afterwards. So we have 5 minutes. So if somebody has a question, please ask. Or any comment, anything you would like to add? Neeru, anything?
I think all these three shlokas they have given the Anubandh Chatushthaya. You know, that is what is revealed in the who
Right.
is the student and what is the Prayojanam, what is the Sambandha
Right.
and Adhika Vishaya. So it's
Vishaya.
all these are given in these three.
Right. So
Yeah.
Adhikari is given, right student. What is the Vishaya is Brahma Vidya. What is the Prayojanam? His purpose purpose of coming is to
remove the sorrow,
remove the sorrow, detach from the world.
Knowing that.
And Sambandha is how this knowledge will connect us with that, how this Upanishad will connect us to the, all the four Anubandha are revealed in that. Who was the student? Why did he come? And what is the benefit of this knowledge?
And so, also it's showing that, you know, Guru Shishya Parampara, that it is time-tested knowledge. It's not something that somebody from their mind wrote it.
Yes.
So it is a time-tested knowledge. So the student, you know, so we can have a faith
right,
in.
Right, right. Time-tested. Many rishis have experienced this and they have revealed and passed it on.
Because many people these days say, oh, how do you know they were not bluffing or they were... So that is why, you know, to...
Right. Also, it's not, we don't have one prophet like they say now. Who is the started Christianity? Jesus. Who started Islam? Muhammad. So they somebody asked who started Sanatan Dharma. We say we don't know, because this knowledge is timeless.
Bhagavan
it is eternal.
Himself.
Bhagavan Himself
Shankara.
Revealed it, and it has gone through hundreds or thousands of rishis over time. Moini auntie, you have a question.
Hariam. Anilji, could you explain subjective and objective knowledge one more time?
Subjective is knowledge that talks about me, I. I means the big I, not I the little I, not I the individual, but I the consciousness. And objective knowledge is everything else that I know of the world, including my body, mind, intellect. They are also all objects of my knowledge. So I, the consciousness or Brahman, that is subjective knowledge. Everything else of this world is objective knowledge.
We spend whole
Thank
life
you.
Just knowing the objective and not really who I
yeah.
am.
Dr. Hansa, you have a question or comment?
No, I just want to say, besides what Upanishads wrote, if you try hard enough, you can personally experience that. That again proves that this knowledge is true. It, of course, it needs preparation, as Neeru says, but it can be experienced. And when you do that, you know that there is a truth in it.
Yeah, but what is that it that can be experienced? The guru has to reveal to us. What is it that I can experience?
No, he just gives you the map, a road to go on.
Right.
And you have to go on that road and reach that place.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like you can get it yourself. This literature is given to give us a map.
Yes.
Which you have to follow and reach that place. That's all I wanted to say. I don't think there's anything else. No.
No, that's
and, and the knowledge about knowing that you know everything is because that is the main knowledge which gives you power to know everything. Then you can go objectively, you can go in any direction, but that power, which is the main source, that is the knowledge gives you in a capability of knowing anything in the world that you want to know. That's how I look at this knowledge, which gives all the knowledge.
Yes, very true. Thank you. Yeah, very good point, that this will reveal the other knowledges to us and we have to put effort. That's why, you know, we have to, that's why they say Shravana Manana Nididhyasana. Having heard from the Guru, you contemplate and then you abide in this knowledge. So that is where your effort comes. So just by listening alone, unless somebody is very evolved spiritually and has just close to the truth, just by listening once from the Guru, Shravana Matrena, just by listening to the Guru, he can get enlightenment. But for most of us, as Hansa says, we have to put effort, apply this knowledge in our life, and then it should result in transformation. It should change my thinking, should change my actions, should change my behavior. Then only this knowledge will become useful. So we have to apply this knowledge. That's very true. Thank you. We can do the closing prayer, and if somebody has more questions, I can stay afterward. They can stay logged in. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate ओम शांति 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 हरि ओम श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम थैंक यू वेरी मच हरि ओम।